Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
If you happen to be the CEO of a gold mining company, if you own a Kruger Rand, if you're someone who has exposure to some of the JSE-listed stocks that are gold mining firms themselves, you might be very keen to listen to our conversation tonight, because we're going to take a look at what is fundamentally fueling the rally in the gold price. Our market commentator gave us some perspective on that a moment ago, as it is a combination of many factors related to geopolitics, but also economic fundamentals. But we also want to take a look at the performance of SA mining stocks. If you consider the fact that the history of the province of Gauteng, South Africa's economy, has been built on the backbone, formed on the genesis of gold mining here in Gauteng, then this is definitely a story that we do need to pay attention to, just to understand how it's evolved over the years. To tell us more, we join now by PwC SA Mine Project Leader, Vuyiswa Kukwang, to help us unpack not only the performance of the gold commodity price, but also taking a look at key companies listed on the JSE that are gold mine houses. Vuyiswa, welcome to the show and thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Gugu, and evening to your listeners.
I'm excited to speak to you, Vuyiswa, because I can imagine that even for yourself, monitoring the dynamics that are currently unfolding with regard to the gold price, it is something that we haven't seen, not only in a while, but also a significant rise in the gold price, especially at this particular pace. But give us some context around your perspective and analysis of the gold price constantly reaching new all-time highs this year.
So I was at the Indaba today, and really the discussion on gold was one of those where everybody said, did we know like 20 years ago that we'd be sitting with these current gold prices? And nobody could have predicted it, right?
Yep.
And I think really it goes to all these uncertainties that are there, and people seeing gold as a safe haven and moving towards gold. The central banks really have been fueling the prices, with them buying a lot of the gold that is being produced and fueling the prices. And it's gold, gold, gold. I mean, when I was sitting there, they were asking some of these gold producers, where do you think the price is going to go in the next 15, 18 months? And the majority of them, they were saying they expect it to continue to increase. With all this uncertainty happening, with all these wars, tensions, people are looking for a safe haven. And at the moment, that is gold.
Gold, and you're quite right. It just seems like such an interesting time to actually hear these perspectives, because there was a time where we thought, it wouldn't even go well beyond $2,000 per fine ounce. But look at us now. It's doubled in, less than 2 years. But we saw this is... go ahead.
No, I was going to say, one of the things you can see is really when you look at their profitability, right? Because mining is really a fixed cost, but majority fixed cost industry. And really, when you look at how the impact of prices has done to the revenue of gold mining companies, it has just flown through to their profitability. And a lot of them, a significant increase from the previous year, double-digit growth from the previous year in terms of profits, which is great. For South Africa specifically, it's even more wonderful, because what we have, we've got older gold mines, which are more expensive to mine. So with these high gold prices, it means that we're still in the game for even longer.
100%. But that's the interesting dynamic, right? If I was Mike Frazier, CEO of Goldfields, or even Neil Pretorius of DRD Gold, I would be smiling, because as a CEO, the commodity price is really doing the work for you, as long as you've got your efficiencies in place from an operational point of view. But let's juxtaposition that. How much of this is really just another part of the cycle where the commodity price is working to the benefit of the mining houses versus their operations and production also being in line with a solid performance?
So in the period that we analyzed between 1 July 2024 to 30 June 2025, gold production actually went down in South Africa. So really the revenue, what you're seeing there is really being driven by price, majority of it. What we did see is that a lot of the mining companies have been looking at costs and seeing where can I be efficient, and they've set out programs. But with the gold mining companies, really gold has been the key player for them. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's true, because we are seeing this being driven by many factors, as you've explained. Maybe let's take two steps back just a moment to reflect on that from your perspective, Vuyiswa, especially when it comes to the geopolitical environment, a lack of confidence in the U.S. economy and the U.S. political structure, and the constant wars and challenges that we see right across the globe. I guess the more volatile the world is, does that mean the better it is for gold? Just talk to us about some of the underlying factors that are contributing to its spike.
Honestly, it seems to be that. That is the story. Because, and it's been interesting where every time there's these wars, there's these fundamentals that have been shaken, the principles, trade being cut, you know, the politics that are happening. We've got East, West. All of these dynamics really play into the gold price being pushed higher and higher, because one thing, a lot of things people are saying they can hold on that has value is gold. And really that has been what has been pushing the price. You find that a lot of the banks are buying the gold, the bullion bars. So that has been what's been pushing it, and it continues to push the prices. So as there is more uncertainty, there will be an increase in prices. In fact, one of the CEOs of the gold mining companies said, as long as there's uncertainty, as long as people are not feeling safe or 100% sure what's going to happen tomorrow, gold will continue to increase. The price of gold will continue to increase.
My goodness. Let's see what Trump tweets. That just might influence the price even further. But I know, but we have to find some kind of humor in it, right? Before I let you go, Vuyiswa, as you say, it's volatility in the markets that is influencing the gold price. So we're seeing attractive profits being reported from the gold mining houses. But does this change anything in the sector itself? And I ask this because you are the South African mine project leader. So you obviously see a lot of the investment flows, the conversations around perhaps more prospecting rights, mining rights, the takeover of different mines. What does this mean for the South African gold mining industry and business investment overall, outside of just profitability?
Yeah, I think it really lengthens the period of the investment in gold. I mean, we've been mining gold for many, many years in South Africa, right? And we've gone down in production, gone down in terms of the amount of volume we contribute towards the gold economy globally. And as a country. But what this does is that you are sitting with mines that were very expensive to mine before.
Yes.
You've looked at your costs. You've tried to rationalize your costs. Now you're sitting with a price that's higher. That means then you can go back and start mining even other areas you thought were not profitable. So what happens here is greater job security. It means looking at projects that you had initially closed and say, well, can I reopen it, right? When you look at your fundamentals and say, well, how long do I think this rally can continue? You look and you say, well, this model where I said I would close this operation, all of a sudden this operation becomes profitable, or this section, you know. One of the mining companies today was just saying that, you know, areas that were previously mined, you know, when we didn't have mechanisms or technology to mine areas, now become profitable, you know. So now you look and say, well, now that I've got the technology, I'm more efficient, the price is supporting the basis, I can actually go back and mine. So it's a good thing for South Africa. It's a good thing for employment. It's a good thing for our gold industry, where it says, well, can we go back and mine these areas that we had previously discounted and said were too expensive? Now they're becoming profitable, especially if you can turn it around quite quickly.
Yes, 100%. I was about to say that probably timing and where you are within the operational structure of your business also plays a very significant role. If you're still looking to prospect or buy right now, you might be a little bit too late to the party to really benefit.
Yeah, I think with the prospecting, I mean, prospecting takes a very long time, right? Yes. So if you're going to, I mean, they talk about starting from like a good 17 years when you start from prospecting and then setting up a whole mine and mining and getting it to be profitable. So that's a very long-term goal, you know, and certain things need to be in place. But where you've got the operation, you've got things in place, I mean, it becomes easier taking advantage of the current gold price.
100%. Vuyiswa, I could speak to you all day. Hopefully next time we do this in studio in person. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Gugu.
Thanks, you. That's Buyiswa Kutlwang, PwC South Africa Mine Project Leader, helping us understand the dynamics of the gold price, its influence on gold mining stocks in South Africa. And just to give you a quick overview of some of the best performers, it's the usual suspects: DRD Gold, Goldfields, Anglo Gold, Harmony Gold, Pan African Resources, just to name a few. These are essentially gold mining houses listed on the JSE that have managed to report phenomenal profits on the back of a better performance in the gold price. And because they have obviously improved on the operational efficiencies when the price was much lower, they're certainly benefiting from a higher commodity price now. One thing's for certain, we know that these executives will earn wonderful bonuses. We also hope that it doesn't lead to any conflict with union members at a later stage, because fundamentally, those profits do need to be distributed to shareholders, the executives, and everyone who participates in the operational structures of the business.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.